Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
Very pleased to be joined by the head basketball coach at Bucknell, John Griffin. John, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Steve, thanks for having me. Excited to be on with you.
All right, so let's start with the exhibition game. I mean, that's one thing basketball has that football does not, and that is the ability to go out and find out a couple of things early. How important was it for you to get as many guys into the game as possible and in combination so you gave you a better read of your team?
Well, first of all, the exhibition from a game planning and learning from a basketball standpoint perspective is very important. But the whole mission of the event was to highlight ALS, in particular, a member of Bucknell basketball's program, Pat Behan is his name, graduated in 2010. He's 34 years old. He's got ALS. And so the NCAA giving opportunity to raise money, raise awareness in an exhibition-style setting is really great. And so that was the core of why we did it. Now, from a basketball standpoint, I mean, for my first time, our staff's first time, in a competitive setting with referees and, you know, a DJ and an opponent that's ready to roll and has much more experience together than we do, it's, you know, priceless, for lack of a better word. So getting everybody in the game, getting them, I guess, as much as possible comfortable with what we're doing schematically on the offense and defensive side of the game was really important for us. And doing something collectively, competitively, you know, that was probably the most important thing because we've been competing against one another for the last, let's just say, 2 months.
Right. And, you know, and again, Dan Eggelstadt, obviously, was a part of this as well.
Yeah, Dan was great. I mean, great.
Yeah, and it should be pointed out, for Penn State fans, of course, know Tim Shaw, who played with the Tennessee Titans. He's battling at ALS. Steve Smith, who was on the national championships team in 86, passed away at ALS. So Penn State fans are as aware of anybody of what ALS means. So being strong, how about that? We'll go for
being strong. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, it's a disease. Truthfully, I didn't know much about, and having learned so much now in the last 18 months, it's a terrible, debilitating disease. So I feel for everyone that is family members going through it, and the least I can do is help Pat fight it financially and bring awareness to the devastation that it causes.
So I hope everybody keeps that in mind. However anybody can help, please. It can make a difference.
Thank you.
And when it gets now to the basketball part of it, what did you think of Elvin Edmonds and what he was able to do for you in the game, getting 16?
Yeah, Elvin did well. I mean, like I said, this was a great opportunity for us to compete against somebody else, all 14 members of our team, one mission, one goal, one plan, and to see our players execute, come together during a very competitive basketball game and almost come out on the other side was just exciting for us as a staff. Elvin's been here. This is now his junior year. He's been here 3 years, well, two and three quarters. And we're going to rely on his experience. We have a few players that were on the roster last year that played some good minutes throughout the course of their career, and we're going to rely on their experience. But at the same time, we're a new staff, new energy, and we have a new coaching style. So everyone's kind of in their freshman year.
Right, exactly. And then when you sit there and you look at the three-point percentage as an example, something like this, were you getting a quality of shot that you like the quality of shot and that it wasn't forced? It's just sometimes it just doesn't go. Because, I mean, that's always a possibility.
I mean, Steve, there's probably very few times in the amount of basketball that you've seen that you would look at a box score and see 1 for 26. So, look, at the end of the day, the game comes down to makes and misses. And we certainly checked the misses box, okay? But from a shot quality standpoint, I mean, when you go back as a coach and you're trying to learn, again, you really, in this situation, you want to take something that you can then fall back on throughout the course of the week leading up to our first game. I learned that we were able to do a good job of finding opportunities for the right players to take high-quality three-pointers. They just literally didn't go in. At the same time, there's another part of it that you take from it competitively is you don't have to make shots to win a basketball game. And, you know, for this particular group at this time, it was, I'm going to say, just really impactful for our program and this team to learn that you don't have to make shots to ultimately have an opportunity to win the game. And to get that experience this early will prove to be very critical in the next couple months here.
I mean, and that's why I asked the question the way I asked it, John, because you can drop the best stuff on the face of the earth, get the ball to exactly the right guy, and on this particular day, no matter what, it doesn't go in. But the play and the guy were both the right play and the right guy.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's your goal, I think, as the head coach. When you leave a game, you want to feel good about a couple statistics. I think rebounding is a major statistic. Turnovers is a major statistic. Free throw attempts is a major statistic. And then, of course, field goal percentage defense and field goal percentage offense. And we hit some statistical boxes that are really important. Offensive rebounds, for example, we had 19, and we forced 21 turnovers. And ultimately, due to those two statistics just mentioned, it gave us a chance to win the game. And like I said, it's invaluable for this particular team at this time to get that experience. So that's why the NCAA granting these opportunities, ultimately, I think this will become part of the norm for college basketball going forward. And we're using it. We were able to use it for a couple different reasons, and it's going to benefit us.
And I want to talk about the turnover part for a moment. You forced 21. The part you didn't mention is you only had 10, and six of them were in regulation. There were four that were in the overtimes along the way. So did you like the way you took care of the basketball and gave yourself shots instead of having empty possessions without a shot?
Absolutely. We've really focused on valuing every possession for the last 2 weeks. And I'm really proud of the carryover from the locker room to the game, because with a new staff and new terminology, it leads to confusion and lack of confidence at times. And I'm just really happy that this particular group is grabbing on to what I think are the important pillars for winning. Look, we look like a Mike Rhodes team out there, you know. 21 turnovers. The havoc of Happy Valley. I don't know if that's his phrase or not, but I was really happy with the fact that we valued it.
Can I steal that?
A havoc might be something that VCU still has. Legally, I'm not sure if it travels.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to find out. It may be copyrighted. Maybe I'll just do it my own way.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll come up with something. How about the way there's certain things you can work in practice on an end of half, end of game, end of regulation, end of overtime type of play. Now you get to do it in practical application, situational basketball. First time through, did you like the way you were handling situational basketball?
Yeah, I felt like our overall, from staff to players to managers, trainers, et cetera, I thought we handled it with great poise. That's the first step in a environment of a moment of chaos. Is everyone connected? Yeah. All it takes is one break in communication for you to lose a game, a one possession game moment, 5 seconds. We did everything we needed to do. And, you know, honestly, I credit that to Billy Lang, who I just spent the last 4 years with. We were very diligent. We worked tirelessly on special team situations. That's one of the things that we've really dialed in on as a staff. And the last 20 seconds of regulation, you are not able to replicate that in practice. It's impossible to replicate the game-like emotions in general, but the stress levels, the volume, the scoreboard, the referees, and we executed it as well as we could, which was my hope leading into this upcoming week. And we gave ourselves a chance to win. And that was all I could ask for.
How did you feel about Noah Williamson and how he was able to play?
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm excited for the future for Noah. during my time at Bucknell, both as coach and as player, I've been around some really high-level big men. And from a skill standpoint, I categorically put Noah in this world of a potential high-level Bucknell big man that historically you see in Lewisburg. And he didn't really get a ton of opportunity last year because of the roster makeup and the players that were ahead of him, but he's super skilled. And he's worked very hard on improving his body. And I'm excited for him. I really am. I think he grounds us offensively, and he gives us an opportunity to score near the rim.
Last year, a guy like Jack Forrest missed the first part of the season, and then when he got back, he was an impact player. Can he be an impact player for you?
He can. He can. I'm very familiar with Jack's strengths.
Yes, you are.
Versus weaknesses. I've been around Jack for, at this point now, half of his college basketball career in a couple different settings. But Jack is a big physical guard, and he's a highly capable scorer that we're just going to have to move around in a half-court setting so that we can maybe find opportunities for him to get easier baskets. I think he'll be the focal point of everyone's scouting report based off of the data. And we have to do a good job as a team and getting him opportunities. I think our players, and again, I'm just really proud of the mentality right now of our group. I think our players recognize that he has capabilities in the scoring world, and they're often trying to find ways to help him. And so that'll be really important for Jack and ultimately his production. But he's aggressive. He knows we need him to be aggressive, and he's got the experience that I think he can do it. Can he be consistent for a full season, health-wise and production-wise?
Yeah, I mean, because between Columbia, St. Joe's, before he gets there, he's got a lot of experience, which you know all about.
Yeah.
But for you, what has it been like trying to bring a team together from various backgrounds where you're familiar with some but not all when you take the job?
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. I'm learning something new every day as it relates to leadership or as it relates to how each individual on our team learns the game. But the message has been pretty simple, Steve. I'm focusing on the process. I even have given them the definition of the word process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a series of events that leads to an ending. Oftentimes in sports, that ending of the process is success, but that's what's always brought to light. But it happens when the process leads to failure as well. So we're trying to be the best version of ourselves. I do not know what that final result will be.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't look weeks in advance. We learn from the past, and that's right now the program mentality. And it starts for me every day. Like I said, I'm just trying to make sure that our group is prepared as best they can be for a 40-minute high-intensity, very physical college basketball game.
Well, I mean, it's easy for you to talk to me about process because you know I'm around it all the time. So I get exactly where you're coming from on a couple different sports. Delaware will be the opener next Monday. That's your next focus. That is going to be at Soika at 7 o'clock next Monday. So we're going to wish you the best on that, because I know you guys are starting the prep on that, and we're not going to get too deep into the weeds on that yet, because you're just starting on it. But, yeah. John, thanks a lot for your time.
Steve, this is great.
Really appreciate, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Same here, John. We appreciate you. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
John Griffin, head basketball coach, Bucknell.